We get things underway by welcoming back to the program from Penobscot Theater Company in Bangor, our friend Jen Shepherd. Hi there, Jen.
Well, hi there, Rich. How are you on this delightful Monday?
Wonderful. Wasn't it just a week ago we chatted with you?
I think that's about right. Maybe just a little bit less, but I just couldn't stay away.
No, I don't blame you. And it's awesome to have you back with us because, well, some very cool things are going on as we celebrate Halloween this week, and very excited to hear more information about the Halloween Drive-Boo. What can you tell us about that?
Well, this is going to be an event on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Bangor Opera House. And we're encouraging people to dress up themselves and to dress up their cars and to drive up in front of the Bangor Opera House. And we will be giving out bags of candy for each trick-or-treater in a socially distanced, safe way. We're going to build a candy chute. And then we're also going to take pictures of the dressed-up cars. And somebody, actually two lucky people, will win their choice of a subscription for either our main course or our family style subscriptions.
Well, this is very cool because I know in the past been a big part of the downtown trick-or-treating, and now you get to do it a little bit more safely for all the folk.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll all be here in costume helping direct traffic. We're going to ask people as they approach the Bangor Opera House that they put on their hazards so that people will know that they're going to stop and get some candy and get their photos taken. And yeah, it should be really fun, kind of a nice way to recognize Halloween.
Now, do cars have to stay within their species? Do they have to dress up as other cars?
I mean, they could. I mean, wouldn't it be great if a Ford Taurus came as a Honda CRV, I guess?
Yeah. I want my Subaru to dress up like an old Studebaker.
Exactly. But, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll get a couple of Christines in this situation.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, I think that would
scary.
Be awesome. I love that. Ghost postcards for Maine continuing this week as well. And I'm hearing nothing but rave reviews for that.
Oh, good. That's nice to hear. Yes, it's such a wonderful show, and it's creepy and delightful and well-written, and that actually runs through November 8th. So if for some reason you haven't been able to hear it, you'll have another couple weeks. And then Glitch Witch is still going on as well, which is our offering for families for Halloween.
That's awesome. And again, for more information, you can call the theater, 942-3333. You can go online as well at penobscottheater.org. For more information there. And I see you're even available to help people, to help them understand how to watch the shows on their television set.
Yes, I am. I've been making a series of helpful hint tech tip videos that I've been putting up on the website, because most of the time you can either smart play or AirPlay to your TV set. That's how I did Ghost Postcards at my house, so I could see the art nice and big on my TV.
That's wonderful. And now, can you come over and help us operate our DVR?
Sure, I'll just stand out in your yard and yell into you through your window. If you're still using a DVR, though, I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, I'm still using a VCR. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, Rich, Beta or VHS?
Actually, I've got the big old laser discs.
Oh, I remember those. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to come over with an old film strip projector.
Oh.
And I'll just start reflecting on the side of your house there. How's that sound?
I think that would be the best Halloween ever. Yes.
There you go.
Jen, what's
now
your,
we have our plans.
What's your favorite Halloween candy, Jen? What did you always enjoy getting in the bag?
Oh, it had to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Snickers, which also I'd have to hide from my mom because she'd steal them.
Really?
Or not steal them. She'd liberate them.
Oh, I see. Yes. I don't know if he's planning on doing it this year, but one of the reasons why we love our friend Alan Adams, he's very proud of this, at the Adams house in recent Halloweens, they've been giving out full-size candy bars.
You are kidding me.
No, no.
Wow. You shouldn't have told me that. Now I'm going to have to go over there.
I'm just saying traffic might be lighter this year, and that just means more candy for you and me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, you're right. Exactly. All right, we're going to hit up the Addams House on Halloween. It seems appropriate, you know, the
Absolutely.
Addams family.
Yes.
Exactly.
No question
exactly.
about that. So coming up this Saturday again from 1 to 4 p.m. right outside the Bangor Opera House. Pretty simple to do. You don't need to register or anything in advance. Just show up.
Exactly. Yeah, just show up and dress up that car and come down for a little bit of Halloween fun.
All right. That's excellent. We're looking forward to it. Jen, great to talk with you again. Come back anytime, and hope your Halloween goes swimmingly.
Thanks. You too. And you know what? You'll always be my boo.
Oh, thank you, Jen. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Rick.
Jen Shepherd, Penobscot Theater Company, with us here on Downtown Halloween Drive-Boo coming up this Saturday.